Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and today we are studying Sefer Tehillim Shir HaMa'alos, Perek Kuf Chav Ches, Chapter 128. As we have been traveling through these chapters of Shir HaMa'alos, with their lofty goals and concepts of growth and ascent, we have learned many themes. Themes of truth, connection to Hashem, trust in Hashem, service of Hashem, and in this last parak that we did, the idea of effort and ultimate control. These ideas that Tehillim shares with us here have a special message for us in Galus. These are the songs that will bring us home from Galus, says Radak, and that these themes can keep us alive and vibrant even in our difficult environments and times. Last chapter concluded with raising children and the understanding that our children are gifts from God given to us for safekeeping, and that education matters and can empower them even years later. This chapter before us, chapter 129, talks about the idea of children as well, but in context of the healthy, strong Jewish home. Shir HaMa'alos, Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem HaHolech Bidrachav, says verse 1. Fortunate are all who fear Hashem, who walk in His ways. What is this word, Ashrei? The entire Sefer Tehillim begins with this word. Rashi explains the word to mean praise, the praise of all those who fear God, who walk in God's ways. We often describe osher as happiness, but not a happiness caused by external events, but from an inner sense of wholeness. Malbim explains that osher refers to success, achievement, and perfection. Back in chapter 1, Malbim had defined osher as shleimus, completion, and explained that while success and shleimus is possible for other creatures to achieve in certain ways, for example, shleimus haguf, physical perfection, or shleimus hakinyon, material perfection, so that it is possible for a well-cared-for cat, for example, to be perfectly healthy and have all his needs perfectly provided for. In the wild, an eagle, a lion, can perhaps achieve this too. But when you are speaking of man, we're looking for a different kind of perfection and achievement. And although a person may achieve physical and financial success, unless they also lead a meaningful life, unless they achieve osher nafshi, spiritual success and completion, their lives will not be happy ones, and they will certainly not feel the sense of accomplishment and osher. In a similar vein, Rav Hirsch explains the word osher as progress, moving forward, moving towards a stated goal. I guess the most important step in any kind of exercise is goal definition, to know how to define success so that we know whether we have in fact achieved it. In this chapter, we will describe success, and what Tehillim does is draw for us a series of concentric circles. The most inner one is about the individual himself. The next level includes family, and then the next is about community. And finally, it includes the mission of the entire Jewish people. With this, the word Ashrei becomes a title for the entire chapter. What is success? What is wholeness? What is perfection? Yigia kapecha ki sochel ashrecha v'tovlach. Verse 2 states, the work of your hand so that you will eat, fortunate and good for you. The first step as an individual is take responsibility. Be a giver and not a receiver. Chazal talk about the idea that Hashem did not just grant us Olam Haba, the eternal world, as a gift, but in His kindness, He put us into this world first, so that we will earn our way and achieve perfection. Nehema de Kisufa refers to the very human trait of not wanting a free ride, being embarrassed to receive charity. This idea of work and achievement and the inherent joy and satisfaction of accomplishment, this is a basic human trait. And in a spiritual sense, it is our very life's mission. Man is not stagnant. We are called a holech, a mover, because we are judged by how much we have grown. And so we are entreated in this smallest circle, all who fear Hashem, all who understand what this life is about. Don't be afraid of working on yourself, of self-analysis. This will bring you osher, a sense of completion, and it will be good for you. The idea of concentric circles is that success moves outward. The more a person has worked on himself in his own little world, the more equipped he now is to be a healthy spouse and parent. Verse 3. Eshtecha kegefen poria biyar kesei beisacha, banecha kishesile zesim saviv l'shulchanecha. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine in the innermost parts of the house, and your children like olive plants around your table. What does this bring? This verse describes a happy, healthy family, where home is a place of contentment, of joy, where the members of the family enjoy each other, want to be with each other, and appreciate the home that you have created. The Malbim explains the comparison of a wife to a vine, that while a vine may stand in one place, its branches spread up to the roof, encompassing the entire home. In Mishle, the Eshes Chayil is praised as Sophia Halichos Beisa. She oversees the goings in her house. Sophia is more than sight. It is a big picture vision. Where is it we hope our family is going? And are we going there? In our chapter, this wife is doing just that. The atmosphere, the trends. Not only how are my children behaving today, but who are my children? What are their larger needs? What's really important to them? Have I managed to convey the beauty of our heritage to them? Do they feel connected to our nation, to our history? Do they know how important they are? And with this beautiful partnership, our chapter describes the children as olives. They will have a shem tov, as we say in Koheles, tov shem nishem and tov, a good name is greater than oil. And as oil remains distinct and unique, even as it is mixed with other liquids, your children will always know who they are. They will retain their unique and distinct identity wherever they go. Verse 4. Hine ki chen yivorach gaver yirei Hashem. Behold, so will be blessed a man who fears God. This is a blessing that a man who fears God earns. But Rav Hirsch explains that Tehillim is saying something more here. This is the blessing that a man who fears Hashem desires and seeks. This beautiful osher. Sometimes it can take a lifetime to realize and learn just what true success really looks like, and how valuable a treasure is a loving and healthy family serving God together. But this Yirei Hashem, he gets it. He knows this and appreciates this gift. Verse 5. Yivarechecha Hashem mitzion urei betuv Yerushalayim kol yimei chayecha. Hashem will bless you from Tzion and you will see the good of Yerushalayim. But family is not the outermost circle, nor is it the end of our efforts. The next circle embodies Yerushalayim, and this family roots themselves in Yerushalayim, in the ideals of Tzion, and strive to achieve them and also carry them forward. This is a family that connects to the entire Jewish people and cries for Jews all over the world and smiles too for Jews all over the world. This is a family that sees themselves as an integral part of the Jewish nation. Urei vanim levanecha shalom al Yisrael, verse 6. And so Tehillim blesses him at the end of this chapter. You will see children to your children. Peace on Yisrael. Rav Hirsch continues and says, you will live to see your grandchildren as they appear like your children, as they carry the same hopes, dreams, and principles that you have instilled in your own children. You will see them carrying on and you will live to see the peace that you have prayed for the entire Jewish nation, thus closing the final circle. Thank you for studying together Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.